Chapter 2. Too Many Animals. When he came back, Amanda was counting his stuffed animals.
"You have too many of these things," she said. "You should give me some."
"You say that every morning," said Pinky. "Besides, they're not things, they're my animals."
"But you should," Amanda insisted. "I have only 13 animals, and you have 27.
"When did you learn to count that high?" Pinky asked, because he knew that she was right. He did have 27 animals. And every morning, after he had gotten dressed, and after Amanda had told him he had too many animals, he said goodbye to them, each and every one. He said goodbye to his frog. He said goodbye to his bear. He said goodbye to his kangaroo. He said goodbye to his elephant, his giraffe, his 3 cats, his 4 dogs, his 5 rabbits, his alligator, his lion, and his tiger. He said goodbye to his monkey. He said goodbye to his mouse, and his moose, and his mole. Some animals he hugged because they were little and needed to be hugged. Some he patted because they didn't care to be hugged first thing in the morning. And some, like his spider and his porcupine, he didn't touch at all because they didn't care to be hugged, ever. He always saved his pig for last. Pretzel, named for his curly tail, was special. He had been given to Pinky when he was a baby, and Pinky loved him best. In her room, in the house across the street, Rex said goodbye to her friends, too. She had some bears and cats and even a pig, but she didn't love them best. Her special friends were her dinosaurs. She knew all their names and how to spell them, even the pterodactyl. In fact, Rex knew just about everything you might think there is to know about dinosaurs. And she loved them all. Each